Episode 180, Your Life's Impact.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. Guess what? It is time for girl time. Yes, it's time to turn our time on. All right, shut it all down. It's our time. Are you ready? You got your pen and paper. Maybe you're running and you're actually driving wherever you are. I'm excited that you have tuned in because we've got some great stuff to chat about today. I really am excited about this because it's all about your life's impact. It is. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And I think as women, and especially being a mom, we tend to lose this. We tend to think, well, yeah, we have impact, but it's only on our children. We don't understand that that impact is so much greater. So we're going to chat about that today, and I hope you're excited about it because, you know, I am. Okay, first off, though, hello. If you're brand new to the family, I'm so excited you're here and for tuning in and sharing and subscribing. And if you're like, what is subscribing? That's when you go into iTunes and you hit that little key there that says subscribe. It just kind of pops out at you. What that does is it just really gets our podcast out to more men and women out there. And I say men and women because we do have men that listen, and I'm excited that they're here. Now, a lot of them are a little more silent than you women are, and that's okay, but I would love to hear from you men. So if you've got some input, feel free to jump in. You know where to find me at createyournow.com. Okay, there's so much happening. Sometimes I feel like I am in literally a whirlwind, a positive whirlwind, like a really colorful tornado, okay? Because it's growing. And I've been sleeping less, which to me, that means I'm dreaming more. And when I'm dreaming more, oh my goodness gracious, that means, yeah, well, everything's on fire. So I cannot wait to begin sharing some of these things with you. They are up and coming. I know I've been mentioning this and I appreciate your patience, but it is exciting. But before we get into any more of that, we've got to have our chat today because you are truly the reason why I'm here. I'm here to serve you. I'm here to love you right where you're at. And regardless of where you are, whether you're struggling, whether you're on cloud nine, maybe you just stumbled upon us and you have absolutely no idea who this crazy person is on the microphone talking in your ear, but know that you are loved right where you are. And I'm praying for you. And I want you to have an incredible week. I want you to have an incredible life because I really believe that you can have a joyful life. You choose that. That doesn't mean bad things don't happen or great things don't happen, but you make those choices on how you react to life, okay? So let's take this journey together, all right? Let's love our journeys together and let's amplify your life. Here we go. We're going to talk about your life's impact. In episode 179, which was this the one prior to this that I released, it was called You're a Firework, which I truly believe you're a firework, by the way. I gave you the kiss to what? Take aim. Action ignites motivation. Okay, that is one of my favorite things of all is to take aim. Action ignites motivation. It's so important. And by doing so, you agree to stop what? To stop using or buying into excuses that extinguish your sparks. Remember, because I told you what? You're a firework. But when we put those sparks out, we're not a firework anymore, right? And we talked about having that no amount of darkness can hide a spark of light. Remember the baseball field that's pitch black? And all of a sudden, you see this little pin of light that goes. And it goes to the very top. And all of a sudden, and it just explodes in color, right? It's just like this multitudes of color. And sometimes they can control them. And other times it's like, some of them fizzle out and others are just like so big and monstrous that you're just like in total awe. And it's totally indescribable. You see, you're a firework, okay? But it all starts with what? A spark within you. You are created on purpose for a purpose. You are, Okay. I 100% believe that. It doesn't matter your religious background. It doesn't matter anything. Okay. You were created. You were put on this earth for a purpose. You're to fulfill a purpose. Okay. And guess what? It's within you. Okay. You have that spark within you. You have been given those sparks inside for you, okay? And it's only for you. Again, some will burn out. Others, though, can and have grown into massive flames. Why? Because you're a firework. Now you say, okay, I get that part. I'm buying into that, Christiane. I get that. But remember, though, who's the first one who puts out those sparks? Yeah, we are, right? We're the first ones to extinguish our own sparks or flames. Oh, I can't do this, or I don't have enough time, or gosh, I got to go back and I got to get this degree. Remember all of that? Yeah, why is it that we are the ones that are dream crushers? We totally saturate our sparks in floods. And it's not tears of joy or tears of excitement of the unknown, but it's just floods. And then we're like, and so what is my life worth? Does my life really have an impact? So today, that is going to change. It is. The second thing, though, I asked you was what? I asked you to consider your sparks within, right? Do you remember that? Yeah, go back and listen to episode 179 at the end. I asked you to listen, or I asked you to consider your sparks within and which one had the greatest impact. And then I left you as a cliffhanger, didn't I? I said you had to come back. Well, now you're back. And so now I'm going to tell you about it, okay? American philanthropist Elbert Hubbard said this: many people fail in life, not for lack of ability or brains or even courage, but simply because they have never organized their energies around a goal. Okay, guess what, moms? When we become a mom, goals go out the window. What replaces goals? Responsibilities. It's all about the big R, responsibilities. I have to do this. I have to make sure, it's, when they're little, it's I have to feed them. I have to nurse them. I have to give them their formula. Oh, wait, then they get to toddlerhood. Oh, I got to make sure that they've got safe shoes because they're walking around. I got to make sure I extra clean their, their hands off because they're touching and putting their fingers in everything. And oh my goodness. And then they get older. I have to take them to dance. It's all these responsibilities. I have to work in order to provide for everything that they want to do. It's a responsibility. It's the big R. But what happens is, as a mom, we've lost our goals. Yet beforehand in our life, our pre-life to being a mom, pre-motherhood, so to speak, or even for some of you, pre-wifehood, because you're not a mom yet, but you're still going, oh, I'm there though, and I kind of have lost my goals too. It's responsibilities. It's what my boss wants. It's what my husband wants. It's what my dog wants. And this whole thing about goals, what is that again? We lose it. We lose focus. And somehow we don't find it. And then we fizzle out. And it doesn't come back around until you're hitting your late 30s into 40s. You start to become close to not necessarily empty nesters, but your kids are getting older. And all of a sudden, you're looking back and you're going, what in the heck have I accomplished? Your life's impact. What's happened? Okay, so some of you may be way into the empty nest stage. And some of you may be like, Christiane, I'm still in diapers here. Okay, so this is for all of you. Okay, so listen up, because this is so important. Moms, we stop dreaming. Moms, we lose our goals. Why? Because we go to the big R of responsibility. See, it just gets me in the throat. It chokes me up because it's so true. And it breaks my heart that we look at life this way. Instead, we need to be saying, your life's impact. You have an impact on life, even as a mom, and if not more so. Yeah, you do. your life's impact. So as Mr. Albert Hubbard said here, it's simply because they have never organized their energies around a goal. Well, responsibilities are what? We just do them because we have to, right? Responsibilities, we brush our teeth in the morning. We need to take a shower at some point because otherwise we're stinky, right? Okay, responsibilities, we cook food. Responsibilities, we go and buy groceries so we can cook food, right? We have a job so we can provide for the family. Responsibilities. We attend church because of our spiritual foundation, our spiritual responsibilities. We just do. We find it more habitual. Yet we're not present in it. We're losing that. That's where we failed, okay? We've lost that whole aspect of goal setting. So here I asked you, at the end of episode 179, to consider that last part, to consider your sparks and which one has the greatest impact. And this is what we call the impact goal. Yeah. Impact stands for I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation. You see, in life, the one constant that always exists is transformation. It's change. That's the one constant. Isn't it weird that our constant, the thing that is always the same, is transformation, which is always changing? Whoa, talk about play on words here. But it's true. Your responsibilities do not have to be your sole focus in life. It's not your only life's impact. You can come back to goal setting. You can. And so here is your kiss. It's to reconnect to goal setting, Mom. It is. It's time for you to reconnect to goal setting. Now, some of you maybe were not really big goal setters, okay? Maybe you weren't high achievers. Now, if you're a high achiever, you're a goal setter, right? And you may have dropped the ball a little bit, as in responsibilities, and you kind of played with the idea of goal setting still, but it hasn't been your true 100%, 110% focus, okay? But yet you're a high achiever, and so it's something that is still of importance to you, just not as big as what it was when you were younger. All right, so take a deep breath. Number one, okay? You are going to discover your impact goals. How do you do this? Impact goals, remember, I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation. I-M-P-A-C-T. That's what impact stands for. I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation, your impact goals. So you had this whole list of goals. Maybe they're in your mind. Get them out of your mind and write them down, please. I want you to make that list concrete on paper. That doesn't mean you can't erase them or scratch them off. But seeing them and writing them down is different than dreaming them in your brain. I know I'm a dreamer in my brain. Write them down. It's huge. Okay? Write them down. Make that list. Okay, that's number two. Make that list of your sparks or goals. Okay, I like to think of it as sparks, because sparks are something there. Now, remember, our sparks can go out. So some things, you know, like if I want to be in the Olympics, probably at my age is not going to happen. So that spark is going to die away. It was great when I had it, but it's not going to happen. So I don't have to fan that flame anymore, right? I can let it go happily. Life still goes on, okay? So we're looking at your current sparks, your current goals that you have. I want you to look at your top three that jump out to you, okay? Now, what we're going to do here is I'm breaking this down bit by bit, because this is going to be huge, okay? We're talking about impact here. I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation, okay? Because remember, you're a firework. Your life's impact, all right? So you're going to choose the top three. And in doing so, this is how you make the choice of the top three. You're looking at it saying, this goal If I accomplish this goal within the next 6 to 12 months, now some of them, depending upon how you look at your goals, some people are very like, they do it every 90 days. They work better that way. Some say, no, I'm looking at it for the year, okay? So can your impact goal change over time? Yes, it can, okay? But your impact goal is this. The definition of your impact goal, I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation, means it has the greatest impact, okay, over every other goal that you're looking at during that period of time, meaning this, okay? Let's take this as an example. If you are one who, at the point now, you want to build your dream home, okay? You're in the financial position of going, or not necessarily in the financial position, but you are, you have a great career, you're solid, you have the amount of children that you want, okay, so you're balanced there. And now it's like, okay, our next step is to have our dream home. So that next step, you want to build your house, right? But the problem is you have some debt to pay off, okay? You also know that you would like to lose a little bit of weight and get more healthy, okay? The idea is you want to get healthier, okay? So that's another one of your goals. Another goal is to maybe to spend more time with the family, okay? All right, so let's just say those are the ones you're looking at right now. Well, of those goals there, which one has the greatest impact, okay? That has the is going to have the greatest effect, that if you do that one thing, it's going to help all the other goals. Kind of like the domino effect, right? You know how dominoes work, right? You take the very first one and you push it and it goes. If you take a middle one, does it take all the other ones? No. It only takes it from that one back. So it's real important to figure out which one is going to have the greatest impact. Okay, over all of the goals that you're looking at. That's the top three that you want to look at. Now, one may just jump out at you. But in this example that I just gave, okay, you're wanting to build your dream home, you have debt, you are wanting to get healthier, and you want to spend more time with the family. Which of those is going to have the greatest impact over all of it? Yeah, I paused there for a minute, didn't I? I'm still here. Are you still there? Yeah. It's the debt. You got to pay down the debt. That one is the greatest impact, because if you have that, guess what? You get to begin to what? Build your dream home. Guess what? When you get to do that, it's going to have an effect on what? Spending more time with the family, right? Yes. By paying that down, do you think you're going to have less stress? And you're probably going to what? Create a more healthy environment for your mind, body, and spirit. It has the greatest impact over everything. Now, that doesn't mean that that's where you're most passionate for. That doesn't mean that that's where your heart is. Because really, does paying down debt sound good to anybody? No, but it is your impact goal, okay? It's the greatest one. It's your life's impact goal right there. That's the start. So that's your focus. It becomes your absolutely, positively non-negotiable impact goal. Now you're like, whoa, I got a lot of work to do. Yeah, you do. And so do I. We're working on this together. I'm working this through just like you are, because I do goal set. Because I think it's important. Remember, it's not just about responsibilities. Those responsibilities are going to happen. But mom, you got to be goal setting too. And so that's where you are. Your kiss is to reconnect to goal setting. You're going to, number one, discover your impact goal. Number two, make a list of those sparks or goals. Okay, that's kind of how, it's actually kind of a sub of one, okay, is how you're going to do that. You're going to choose your top three. And I want you to jot down these thoughts as they come, okay? Because when you're trying to figure out and all of a sudden it may come to you in a dream, write it down. Write it down. You will forget, I promise. You're getting older, you'll forget. I forget all the time. Okay? Write it down. It's important. And when you write it down, it does. It's all scientific and we're not going there, but I'm telling you, it does something with the mind, body, and spirit. It's like engraves it into your heart. It becomes more one with you. So do it. I promise you, just do it. Just do it. Trust me. Okay? All right. So that's it. That's where I'm going to leave you, because we could go and talk, but we're going to be here for another 2 or 3 hours. And that's not what we want to do. We're taking this and what? The keep it simple strategy. We're taking it in bite-sized nuggets, okay? This is your life's impact. You're going to find and discover your first impact goal. I love you so very, very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.